Hello and welcome to the Shame Game podcast. I am Sarah and I'll be your host. I am here to talk about everything shame. What is the shame cycle? How to break it? How to move forward with it? How to use it to your advantage so you can live a more authentic and harmonious life. A life of desires and joy and laughter. So, I'm so happy that you're here. Let's get started and just let's take a deep breath in. And deep breath out. I'm afraid of intimacy. That has been one of the biggest lessons I have learned this year in 2021 so far, and maybe the biggest lessons I've learned in my life, really. I'm afraid of intimacy in my business. I'm afraid of intimacy with other people. I'm afraid of intimacy with myself. And it has scared the shit out of me and has limited me and has put me in this box where I don't show up. I'm not consistent. I don't try. I play small and don't do the things that really, really serve me or I really, really desire. So it hit me the other day when I was really breaking down my money beliefs in my business, and this is a different topic which I'll definitely do an episode on, but this is something that hit me, is that I'm afraid of intimacy with money. I'm afraid of receiving money and feeling good about it and being okay with it, because I've always had to chase money. I've always had to work really hard for money. Money always came in I've associated my stories that it has to be hard work and that I can't just get money for doing and speaking and living and enjoying my life and helping people. That should be free. I should not be serving myself but serving everyone else. And that literally lets me play the smallest part in this whole story that I can create for myself. But it came down to being intimate with money and being loving money and being sensual with it and being mindful with it, being present with it, and being totally okay with saying, I make money, I want money, I love money, and it serves me. Money serves me, and money comes from me. Money coming around me and being in my bank account, that's me, not anyone else's work or efforts or anything like that. I've had to work on me, and I've had to work in the past, and now I'm work on my present to be the person I want to be. And it's totally okay to say I love money. We are so afraid of being open about money and being okay about money. It's just an example, but I don't want to be talking about money too much. But the major thing I was trying to get to was that we're afraid of intimacy. We're afraid to say we love something or we adore something or we enjoy that moment. Or we're also, when I'm saying intimacy, I am talking about being present with something, being mindful with something. We're always looking for what's wrong in that relationship, in that business, in that friendship, in with us, in our house, in our job. We're always looking for something that's wrong. And because we don't really connect to it, and sometimes we don't love that job, and that's totally okay. We don't love that person, or we don't love that friendship, and those things don't serve us. But we don't become intimate with it. We don't allow the feeling and the present moment and the connection to what's happening right now to happen, because it's too intimate. It's too big. It can be scary. It's too emotional. It's too much of a feeling, and it's too present to what we're trying to avoid. We have lived in something that, we need to always fix things. We need to always make things better. Things are not enough. Things need to be more. And then we lack intimacy with ourselves and with others and with our jobs and with our children and with our parents and with our, and it because it's uncomfortable sometimes. Even in the good times, we look for what's wrong sometimes. I know that I used to do that a lot. Oh, something's wrong. What's wrong with me? I need to like, oh, I'm too fat, or I don't, this job, you know, it's doing okay, but can I be more, how do I get a promotion? How do I become more in it? How do I move forward? How do I make more money in it? How do I impress my boss? How do I work 8 hours or 10 hours or 12 hours to show that I matter in this place? And instead of being like, oh, I am, you know, in this job and I'm making good money and I'm enjoying my time and I'm going to be really intimate with this, just really sensual and really feel whatever's happening right now in this present moment. Because I think I was so afraid of like connecting to that because I don't know how to connect to it. I don't know how to really be happy and content and grateful and just present with whatever's happening right now. I'm like, you know, even in my business, I'm afraid of intimacy with it because it's needs to grow more. It needs to be bigger. I need to like achieve more. I need this and I need this and I need this. And those are desires, right? Not even needs. They're desires. They're the things I want to do and where my future is going to go. But my present moment is not that, so I almost punish myself for not being there already. I punish myself for not being in the place I desire to be, instead of being, I need to be right here. This is where it is right now. Like self-acceptance and acceptance in general is about being, having expectations, right? But being okay with those expectations not being met or not happening instantly, right? And this is where really, and then if you think about this, like if we go back into shame, this is where we shame ourselves. How can I have not been more successful by now? How can I have not made more money by now? How can I have not made more, have more clients by now? How can I have not been the person I need to be by now? Why am I not clear of all the pain and the traumas and the shadows, you know, and all that? The pressure, the pressure, the pressure, the pressure. And we live in a society that pushes pressure on us because it's easier to pressure us and to get you distracted with what you need to do more than it is to be present to what's really happening in this moment right now, right? We are grateful we live in Australia. I'm super grateful. I have so many things. Like I never... in a bad place. However, there's still a lot of things that could be improved, right? But here it is. There is things that could be improved, but we're so grateful for it. And there's like a gray line. There's a little fine line between gratitude and expectation beyond reality. And this is a really hard concept, but this is a major thing that I can go into. But back to intimacy, it's really, really important that we recognize that we disconnect from our reality and live in our heads because the moment we're in, we're not present to. We're not present to the moment we are here. We're not present to what is going on right now. Like back to my business example, when my business is not to the place I want it, I desire for it to be, but it's on its way. I'm growing. I am learning about myself. I'm learning about business. I'm learning about what I'm doing with myself, what I'm going, what direction, or I don't want to go that way. Or maybe I'll go down this path and then I'll change that path. And then maybe I'll go down this path. Oh, no, but I don't like that path. Maybe we'll start over in this path. And so, it's just so on. And this is where I, instead of enjoying my path and enjoying every step I'm taking and being present with every step I'm taking, I'm trying to fly to the end, and it's not joyful because I don't know how to fly. I don't know how to fly. It's not humanly possible to fly. I need to take steps. And it's ultimately about being present and intimate in the in my present life, in my present situation, and how my business is or where it is at this moment. It's never going to be in this moment always. It's never going to be with this the freedom that I have right now. It's not going to be in the flow of it right now. I don't know where it's going, but this is where it is right now. And I find that because my fear of intimacy shows up in my business, I've recognized it shows up in a lot of places in my life. It shows up with my friends. It shows up with my dad. It shows up with my family, absolutely. And it shows up in my love life. I fear intimacy from men massively because it's absolutely the most vulnerable thing ever to be like, bro, here I am. This is me. Be seen by this person. Crack yourself open to a person, or, you know, even in say business, back to business, even to clients and people criticizing me and being not okay, and that person not liking me, and that guy not liking me, and not being dumped or being heartbroken and being completely vulnerable to the human experience. It scares the shit out of me, and I believe it scares the shit out of everyone. But what is life without that experience? What is your human life without that experience of heartbreak, of failure, of success, and of love, of like sex and intimacy in every aspect of our feelings and our present and our connection to people and to ourselves, and that sweetness and sourness of life? How can it be anything more than that? How can we want more? How can we want to change it? How can we want to alter the reality? If you come back and really just sit with yourself without TV, without music, without, you know, talking to someone, and just be here with you in your body, in your heart, in your brain, in your legs, sitting and feeling and touching and hearing yourself, it is such an intimacy beyond description if you're really present to it. You can connect to who you are with such beauty, even if you're broken, even if you're having a hard time, even with your anxiety and the stress, and if you have children running around, or you're failing at your business, or, you know, you're having a bad relationship, or whatever's going on in your life, whatever it is, positive or negative. If you just sit and really allow yourself to sense your body and your brain and your heart and your organs and everything that you're feeling, you will realize that the beauty in you is so massively enormous, ginormous, like what the biggest thing. If you just sit, you don't have, like, I know people say, well, meditate, meditate, but meditation, again, you're trying to focus on breathing, and let's breathe, blah, 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 blah. I need to breathe this way, I need to breathe that way, breathe, and it can be great, but you're not really sitting with, here is my body, here is my heart, here is me. I'm just going to sit with myself without trying to change or alter what is happening. This is very much a ramp. I just wanted to let that out, and I just wanted to really explain this, and yeah, talk about it with you guys and express it. I hope it makes sense. But there is beauty with intimacy with self and with others and with your business. Let your life be about sensuality, about your openness, your being turned on emotionally by your every moment, every second, every day, every month, and every year of your fucking life. Stop numbing out. Stop avoiding yourself. Stop trying to be something than what you are right now, right here. It's totally okay. You can do it. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. You can do it. It's all in your hands. You just have to take some responsibility for it. Hope that landed. I want to send all my love, all my care to all of you. I feel fired. Oof, what's gonna happen? Please come follow me on Instagram. Please feel free to contact me and message me. Tell me what you think about this episode. I'd love to hear what you think. I'm so grateful that you've taken the time and just listened to me. And honestly, completely grateful for your time and for you and for your efforts to support me. So, sending you all the love. Have a beautiful day. Have a wonderful day. And I'll speak to you soon.